Today's gospel is the final teaching that Jesus gives us in his public ministry in the Gospel of Matthew. It begins with the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes and ends with today's gospel, in which he teaches us about the final judgment, which is going to happen at the end of time. And as the gospel says, all nations will be assembled before Jesus Christ, and not just all nations of the world, but all people who ever existed. So everyone from Adam and Eve down to the end of time, the entire human race will be assembled. And as the gospel says, Christ is going to separate the sheep from the goats. And it emphasizes the eternal consequences of our actions here in very stark terms. You know, in the world today, people often don't want to think about that or believe that, but it's very clear in Christ's teachings. I want to highlight two points from today's gospel. And the first is that Jesus identifies himself with the poor and the vulnerable. He does not say in the gospel, you know, when you ministered to these poor people that, you know, I was happy about that or it pleased me. He said, what you do to these people, you did to me. So in a mystical way, Jesus Christ identifies himself with the poor and the vulnerable. And so in this world, we can certainly find Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. He's present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. But where else can we find Jesus in the world? Well, according to his own words, we find him in those who are hungry, those who are sick, those who are imprisoned, those who are refugees, you know, people who are vulnerable and in need of mercy. Our Lord identifies himself with those people. The Christian charity is very different than government welfare. You know, the two are not the same. You know, getting a check in the mail from the government is not the same as Christian charity. What's different about Christian charity is that Christian charity takes place within the context of person-to-person interactions, where one person sees the face of Christ in the other person and is motivated by authentic love for that person, because they see the face of Christ in them. And the person who is receiving that generosity, you know, they're experiencing authentic love from another person. And that's something that's very often missing in our broken world. A lot of people have not experienced authentic love. They haven't experienced being treated that way because so many people have been wounded by the way that they've been treated by others. But when they do experience Christian charity, when they experience someone who sees them on a deeper level, someone who sees Christ in them, that can often break through the wounds that they've experienced in the past, and they can experience the authentic charity with which they should be treated. So the first point is that Jesus identifies himself with the poor and the vulnerable, and that's the foundation of authentic Christian charity, is seeing Christ in the other person. And the second point that I want to highlight is that Jesus gives charity as one of the criteria for salvation. And in other places, he's going to highlight the importance of other things. He certainly highlights the importance of faith. You know, we need faith in order to attain salvation. And he highlights the other commandments. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Keep holy the Sabbath. Respect the marriage laws. You know, he highlights all the other commandments. But here in today's gospel, in a special way, he highlights charity towards the poor. And so all the commandments are important. But above all, we're going to be judged on how we loved others or how we failed to love others. Mother Teresa built her ministry on five words that we can find in today's gospel. And she repeated them often. She would make sure that novices who came to her order were taught in this way. But those five words were, "You did it to me." Those were the five words. And often she'd point them on her fingers. She'd hold up her hand and say, "You did it to me," as she held up her five fingers. And that's where she received the strength in order to minister to poor people who were often in terrible or even nauseating conditions. You know, there was one occasion that she was talking about where she said, "I would not have had the strength to minister to this person and care for him if I were not able to see Christ in this person." And so that was the conviction that underlied her motivation to care for the poor. It was, "You did it to me." She recognized that what she was doing to those people, she was doing for Christ. There was a sister who came to join her order on one occasion. And before she sent out this sister with a group of novices, they had just finished being at Mass. And she said to them, "During Mass, you have seen with what care and tenderness the priest touched the body of Christ, changed into the bread of life. Do the same in the home for dying destitutes." So what she was saying is the same way that you saw the priest handle the Eucharist, that's the care with which you are to show to those who are poor and those who you're ministering to. You know, on that occasion, the novices went out and they found a man who was dying in the gutter and they ministered to him. And the sister came back to Mother Teresa and she was filled with joy. And what she said to Mother Teresa, she said, "Mother, I have been touching the body of Christ for 3 hours." She was able to see Christ in the person she was ministering to. And so I want to highlight two quotes, two words of advice from Mother Teresa as we reflect upon today's gospel. She had a very practical approach to ministry. And one thing that she said is, "If you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one." I think that's a great piece of advice because it's easy to get overwhelmed by the number of people who are in need around us or to think, well, there's so many people in the world who are hungry, we just can't make a difference. But Mother Teresa, what she did is she knew she couldn't help everyone in the world, but she knew she could help one person. And so she started with one person, and then it became a second person, and then a third person. That's how she built her ministry. It wasn't about economies of scale, but it was showing charity to the person that she was encountering right there. And so that's something that each one of us can do. We might not be able to feed 100 people, but we can help one person. And the second quote we can reflect on from Mother Teresa: "It would be sad if you didn't know your own poor. Just as love begins at home, so too poverty begins at home. You need to know who is lonely, unloved, and forgotten in your own homes." You know, we don't often have to look very far to find people who are in need, because sometimes it's within our own homes or within our own local communities. And the greatest poverty is not physical poverty. It's not physical hunger. It's spiritual poverty. It's people who don't have the experience of what it's like to be loved. It's people who do not know the love of God. Those are the people who experience the greatest poverty. And so if we're able to see who those people are and reach out to them, sometimes in very simple ways, that can often do more for that individual than we could possibly realize. And so as we reflect upon the final judgment scene in today's gospel, we remember that Jesus Christ identifies himself with the poor and vulnerable. And the question we can ask ourselves is, who around us is in need of mercy and charity? And what can we do to minister to Jesus Christ through that person?